The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Sue McClain, along with a special guest, Sharon Clark, CEO and owner of Home Helpers, filling in for Carl and Linda. They're in Las Vegas this week. They'll be broadcasting live from the National Rodeo.
We've got big cowboy boots to fill.
I know, right? I woke up this morning. I couldn't breathe. I'm panicking. I'm all, they are, you know, they're celebrities.
Yeah, well, and they are just, everything just rolls and goes so smoothly, and they're so interesting and fun people. So I'm privileged to be here with you today.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course.
It is a privilege. It is an honor. And once again, you're with Home Helpers. And today in the North Valley, if you are heading out and about, expect scattered showers tomorrow. But today it's going to be mostly sunny and a high of right around 65 with a low of 46. And rain tomorrow and for Thursday. It looks like by Friday, though, areas of frost and mostly sunny and rain by the weekend. So just be aware if you're heading up in the higher elevations, bring your chains. There's snow. They have snowplows working right now. Still,
wow, it's that time already.
I know.
But you don't get really a fall. It just goes straight from summer. We got like a little bit of a month of fall.
You think it was like a month?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like Friday through Monday.
Right.
It's like that's our fall.
It's 100 degrees and then it's raining for 3 months.
Exactly. Well, that's good news though.
That's right.
We need the rain. We need the snow. Hopefully it keeps coming. Once again, filling in for Carl Linda Bott. This is Sue McClain along with Sharon Clark. And Sharon, let everybody know about Home Helpers.
Sure.
Because I know what Home Helpers is, but everybody else, maybe they don't.
That's right. Well, I'm proud to say we're celebrating 19 years in business.
So you should
this
know.
Year.
You
yes,
should know.
We hope you do. We've been really involved in the Shasta County community for all 19 years. So basically, I started the company out of my dining room at a spry 34. Quit my full-time job. I was actually in commission sales for advertising, so I sold newspaper, radio, and television here in town. And I thought, what does Reading need? Like, I want to open a business. What does Reading need? And I came across Home Helpers, which is a national franchise out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I thought, oh my gosh, I love this concept because it's not medical. Buddy has aging parents. I had aging grandparents at the time. I know everyone wants to stay home. We've all been through years of hearing about, you know, great Aunt Susie who got put to a rest home.
Right,
you know,
rest home.
Yeah.
That
term is gone.
It's cringy.
Yes. And, you know, you went into those places and that was not a place anybody wanted to send, or choose for themselves or a family member. So I loved the idea of, hiring wonderful local caregivers, of matching them with, you know, families that wanted to put together a schedule to stay at home, and we're all non-medical. So we're basically bringing assisted living into the home. So we have clients that are 3 hours once a week up to 24-hour care where we're doing their shopping and helping with hygiene and driving to appointments and preparing meals and helping remind on medications. So all of the little bits of help that you start needing as you age that might make, you know, staying in your home environment dangerous or unsafe if you didn't have a helper. So we do a home evaluation prior to services starting and help families come up with that perfect schedule, assign that to a regular caregiver, and we're off and helping people, you know, age in place.
That is wonderful. And, you know, that is such a big deal to be able to stay home when you age. And a lot of people think, well, it's going to be years before I get there. You know what? It comes, blink your eyes a few times, and then it's there. And that's the thing about time. And as it passes, you need to kind of think down the road. Maybe you've got parents that are a little bit older, and maybe you've been helping mom cook Thanksgiving, and she left the burner on.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need help? I mean, that's what you want to look at. Like, does this happen constantly? You know, maybe dad is out working still, and he's getting ready to retire, and she's home alone. I mean, do they need help? And that's when it's a good time to talk to Home Helpers.
Mm-hmm.
Ask
mm-hmm.
them, like, hey, you know, if you have any specific questions, don't hesitate to call. Especially, you know, I loved my parents. They were amazing. And, you know, Home Helpers, I know you guys are absolutely fantastic. And as we you know, are in the midst of the holidays, there's some instances where seniors, you know, they are taken advantage of. Financially, maybe they're not being cared for at home. They're getting their prescriptions. Are they clean? Is their house clean? Is their bed changed? I mean, do they have enough food in the refrigerator? Are their clothes washed? Are they being taken to the doctor for checkups and to the dentist? I mean, those are just a few examples. But what have you seen in the past where you were like, we'd love to help you out. Here's what we can do. Because I know you help more than just seniors, like people with disabilities.
Absolutely. And I think it's, to your point, Sue, it's a great time of year when you are seeing family members that maybe you don't see very often. People can really fool you on the phone. And a lot of our clients, the children, are calling from out of the area. They don't want to burden their kids with, you know, how things are going at home. So this is a really good time to check out the surroundings when you're with, you know, whatever family members or friends that may be elderly or old or aging or have a new diagnosis. Sometimes, you know, maybe the person has been diagnosed with, you know, a new treatment of Parkinson's or some type of cancer, and they're trying to get to chemo. They're trying to get their still keep up with the house. They're feeling more tired. So this is a great time to look around. One of the things with medications that I really recommend, because medication noncompliance accounts for 65% of hospitalizations every year with our elderly. So medications are very confusing. There's times that you're supposed to take things with food, without food, this many hours apart, this many days, skip a day, that kind of thing. So I always say, if you're visiting your aging family and you're not sure about meds, ask them, Mom or Dad or Aunt Sue, can you explain to me all the meds you're on and what are you taking them for and how, you know, tell me about the plan. If they can't clearly communicate what they're taking and why and when, maybe it's time to get a pill box. Maybe it's time to supervise that pill box being filled once a week and double checking things. Cause those meds are so important. And I've seen many times that starts the trickle down effect of some type of decline, cause we're really not medicating ourselves properly. We're over or under medicating.
Right. Or you forget when you took the pill, or it fell out of your hand, so now it's under the coffee table.
It happens to me, Sue. I have a bottle in my hand. I'm on the phone or dealing with my phone, and I look down. I'm like, did I take these?
Right.
So I tell clients that. I'm like, you know, it's not really always age-related. We're distracted. There's a lot going on. The phone's ringing. We're letting the dog out. And it's so easy to – and when they're in those pill boxes, you can just look down and go, oh, I took them already.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Home Helpers is there to help. They're not there to criticize. They're not there to say, you need to do this right and do it my way or the highway. No, they're there to help. That's why it's called Home Helpers. And I think a lot of people, when they have people come into the home, this is my home. This is strange to have a stranger in my home. And that's why it's really important you get to learn and know your caregivers and you sit at Home Helpers and you sit with the professionals and, you know, they consult you every step of the way. They find out what your needs are. And when you're seeking a care service for seniors and those with disabilities, illness, or recovering from, let's say, an injury or surgery, there's a lot of factors. I mean, you have many concerns, you have reservations, and it's normal. It's
absolutely
normal. And and have you had people come in and they're like, they don't want it. They don't want someone in their home. But it's like, you know what? I love you, Mom and Dad. You need this. You need help.
Well, usually in those cases, I will kind of look at the senior and have a conversation about, do you want to age at home? Because, you know, sometimes the children have maybe are being pushy or are not approaching it properly. And so I can come in or someone from my organization and really sit and chat with Mom and Dad and really talk about, you know, what their goals are for themselves. Like, if you want to age in place in Shasta County, I'm a good resource for you. And, you know, I understand that you plan on aging here. You know, here's the deal. And sometimes I'm very blunt. 7% of us die in our sleep. The other 93% have a decline.
Right.
And so a lot of times this factor of like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, age and just die quickly and suddenly in my bed and da, da, da. And I have to kind of bring the reality back that that's probably not what's going to happen. There might be a fall. There might be a stroke. There might be a diagnosis of Parkinson's or diabetes or cancer. So it's like, let's prep ourselves. And a lot of times this generation really appreciates a plan.
Right.
This generation was a planning generation. So I can say things like, Mr. Smith, I know you've worked your whole career, you've invested your funds, you have good resources. Like, let's talk about how that aging process is going to go. So we are not making crisis mode decisions. We're not Absolutely. Waiting for something bad to happen.
Absolutely. Hey, hang on to that mm-hmm. thought. We're going to pick that up after the break. Once again, this is Sue McClain along with Sharon Clark from Home Helpers filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And check us out online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
K KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain, filling in for Carl Lindebont, along with my very special guest this morning.
Good morning, it's Sharon Clark,
of
CEO
course.
Of Home Helpers.
And Sharon is with us this morning from Home Helpers. She has been an owner and CEO for how many, like 19 years. So when is your big anniversary?
So for 20 years, that'll be next August. So I'm definitely going to do something. I'm not exactly sure what, but we did just move into a brand new office over on Victor Avenue, and it's about three times the size of our prior office. So that's been a huge undertaking, just furnishing it and, you know, it's just signage and all of those kinds of things. And we're a 24-hour business, so we can't take a week off to move.
Right.
So, clients still have needs. We still have people working. We have about 50 caregivers out in the field. So that was a big to-do. But we're settling in there. It's beautiful. It's 2608 Victor. If anybody ever wants to come by and learn more about what we do, we have a beautiful lobby there, on-site staff to chat with you. However, to really get services going, you don't really need to come in. We can chat with you on the phone and set up a in-home consultation, because we like to come out and see where our staff will be working, to look at the environment. We might have some safety concerns we can point out and kind of take a tour of the house. And I just was out with a good friend of mine a couple weeks ago and looked at the bathroom for her mom and suggested the shower bench and the handheld shower nozzle and a non-skid mat in there. And so oftentimes we can kind of help direct you to what equipment might be needed there for us to provide, you know, safe care for your loved ones.
So when you walk into a friend's home, instantly you're evaluating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Well, I crack up when I walk in and there's like this floor plan with like three stairs up, three stairs down, all of this. And I look at them and I'm like, you don't want to age here, right? Because like the stairs are the worst. And by the way, mm-hmm. people fall more going down one, two, or three little stairs than they do a flight of stairs.
Really?
That little one step down to the living room or one step up, when you go down a flight or up a flight, you know it's coming, you take your time, you prep yourself. Those, if you have a little bit of vision or peripheral eye problems, the little one stair, more people fall down that, like going out into the garage, you know, coming into the house. Those are the worst.
I never would have thought of that, because I always thought carpets were the worst.
Oh, those accent rugs are awful.
You know, a carpet almost took me out. I'm not kidding. A couple of years back, I fell, shattered everything from.
It like one of those accent rugs?
It was.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Those are a huge fall hazard. And this generation really likes an accent rug. So I have to really, you know, and again, like when I first get into a home and I'm just at that initial consultation, I see a lot and I have a lot of things I want to say, but I tread carefully because you don't want to come in and start, you know, criticizing someone's environment. But those accent rugs are awful.
They are.
Awful.
They are.
You get your toe hit and you just topple right over. Yeah.
It was like 2 inches. Mm-hmm. And when I hit it, and, you know, that's how it happened for me. But, you know, these are seniors that, you know, they've been around and they're looking for assistance, and you are definitely the person I would call. You're the first person on the top of my list if I know anybody who is in need or just has questions, and I say, call Sharon.
Absolutely. And I even have helped out many people in the community that, know of Home Helpers and me, and want advice for family members that don't live in Shasta County. You know, home care is very similar across the country, especially in California, but I have a lot of connections in other cities. Home Helpers is a national franchise. I speak and am very involved at a national level with our franchise and different states and legislation. So oftentimes I can be of assistance. A lot of my high school friends that were like, oh my gosh, you're opening a what kind of business back, you know.
Are calling you.
They're like, oh my gosh. One of my girlfriends said everyone needs a Sharon Clark in their circle. Cause, you know, all of our parents are aging, grandparents, some people, even a spouse is, you know, going through things. I have a high school friend whose husband, has ALS. And so there's all kinds of different situations that we're coming up with. And just to have a resource to call them, like, what can I do? Who can pay for this? How can I get funding to help with this? And there, oftentimes I can be of assistance and direct people. So I'm happy to do that as well.
I love that. And, you know, a couple of questions, and I did look at your site.
Oh, good. Okay. Give it to me. Let's see.
Okay. How will my loved one react? How do I trust someone I don't know with this important responsibility, especially if I live out of state or I live across town and I don't, you know, mm-hmm. see them as much as I want. Mm-hmm. I'm busy. And, you know, don't let being busy be an excuse to wait until the last minute, because mm-hmm. if you're – your loved one needs assistance. They might have needed it yesterday. And so, you know, it's good to be proactive. And how will my family and I pay for this care, and how much will it cost? You can answer those questions.
Absolutely. And, you know, to start off with that first one, which I think is very important, is the trust factor. Don't hire someone off of Craigslist. Don't hire someone from the church. Don't hire someone who's the friend of a friend of the family. That those situations are put you in jeopardy. There's a lot of liability there if that person injures themselves while in your parents' home, if that person takes something while in your parents' home. We are bonded, insured, and licensed by the state of California, as are many of my competitors in Reading. It is mandatory that we all carry a home care aid license for all of our caregivers, and our agencies are licensed so that we are doing those Department of Justice background checks. They make sure that we're bonded, insured, that we have the bond, that we carry the insurance, the workers' comp. I've had a couple scenarios, Sue, where, like, let's say it's the church friend that's in there, and everybody's meaning well, it's going to save mom some money, and that person injures their back. They go to Hilltop Medical or one of these local, you know, urgent care places, and inadvertently they say, "I hurt my back on the job." They absolutely have no ill intention in that moment, but that doctor is instructed to pull out a workers' comp form, and that injury gets reported to the state, and that family now is under the gun. And so, you know, I've heard of this happening on multiple occasions, so we want to be sure that you're protected. Trying to save the money and your parents' resources by taking these shortcuts, it makes them so vulnerable to so many things. The state wants their fair share of taxes. They will come after seniors. We look at our aging baby boomers. There's a lot of revenue and money going into health care and home care and retirement, and they're going to go after the senior, and they want things above board. They want things handled properly financially and fiscally.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And if someone wants someone from Home Helpers to come in, how much does it cost for that in-home care assessment?
Yes.
Like, is it expensive? Like, say, I want it. Could you come to my house and check it out and see?
The assessment's free.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the assessment's free. Okay. It lasts about an hour.
I thought it would be, you know, a couple hundred bucks. You know, but it's free.
Yeah, we're happy to come out. And at that time, you know, there may be other resources that we can suggest. And, of course, some people, maybe if you're not comfortable having us in the house right away, again, you're welcome to set an appointment and come into our beautiful new office, and we can chat with you there. But, and then the going rate for agency caregiving in Reading is somewhere $30 to $40 an hour. So that is the private pay rate. Just, again, workers' comp insurance is expensive. Our minimum wage is going up January 1st to $16 an hour. Our agency, we pay above minimum wage and always have, so we really want to ensure that we are retaining our wonderful caregivers. I'm proud to say, the second caregiver I ever hired, she's still with me, 19 years, she's 82.
Oh, my.
Of course, she's not doing the heavy lifting. She's doing more companionship at this time, but she was in her 60s when I opened. And, you know, I have many people that have been with me 10 to 15 years, and it makes it really nice for families. I've had families that maybe had a fall, a surgery, had a helper for a couple months. They call me back 5 years later, and that person's still working for me. And they can be like, oh, my gosh, can I request so-and-so? And so I love retaining. We have great young people that are going through the nursing program. This is a great part-time job for them as they're going to school. So we have all different backgrounds, retirees to people fringe medical. So those are all the staff we're looking at when we're assigning caregivers.
That's great. And I do have a couple questions, like, how had COVID affected your, you know, how your employees and your position and Home Helpers? We'll talk about that coming up next. Once again, this is Sue McClain on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com, along with Sharon Clark, the CEO and owner of Home Helpers. Home Helpers is located on Victor Avenue. Now, what is your address once again?
2608 Victor Avenue. We're right on the corner of Cypress and Victor.
And if somebody has questions, what's your phone number?
That's 530-226-8350.
Okay, so stick around. Coming up next, more questions for Sherry Clark.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's loading ice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Red Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Ourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year our troubles will be miles away.
96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Judy Garland, have yourself a merry little Christmas for Sharon Clark.
I'm getting to pick all the Christmas songs, so
she is. This is her playlist. I absolutely love it. I'm over here, and it's one of those that brings tears to my eyes.
That's
because
so sweet.
It reminds me when I was young, and you know, my parents, who are now passed, but you know, just grateful to have that time with them. And now, home helpers give seniors that opportunity to stay home and enjoy their home, enjoy their Christmas decorations, and have people come in and help assist. And, you know, it isn't just for seniors, those who are disabled, those recovering from an injury. I remember visiting, and there was my parents at one time, and a very young man who'd been involved in a car crash and who was at a facility. And I'm thinking, why? It, you know, it, this, it was for, you know,
rehab, was he rehabbing?
Yeah. And I thought, you know, perfect example is home helpers, so he could go home and get that kind of care as well. And you don't just have to be a senior to get this kind of help.
No, we're a private agency, so anybody can hire us. Through the years in Shasta County, we have helped people recovering from, you know, knee replacements, hip replacements. We have helped new moms. We've got a couple of moms that were on bed rest that had a child already. Years ago, I had a young family. The husband was a physician. They had just moved here. He was getting his practice going. They had two kids. She was pregnant with twins and got put on bed rest.
Oh, my.
And
you need home helpers.
And he couldn't really take the time off, and the in-laws didn't live here. And so, you know, you never know what might be coming. And so, yes, anybody can hire us. We, you know, and if you're a single person in your 50s or 60s and have a elective surgery, like a knee replacement or hip replacement, you may need help for a few weeks. You know, we can prepare meals, do some grocery shopping, do laundry and things like that. So, and sometimes people can't drive for a little while. We can make sure you get to your appointments. So it can be temporary. And I always tell families, I say, I don't mind getting fired because we helped you recover. I don't need the business that bad that we're going to try to just keep ourselves in here. And they always laugh because people get nervous when they need help like that. Like, I don't want this to be the new stage of my life that I'm in, that I'm going to need a helper. No, it can just be a chapter, and then you're recovered and moving on to get your independence back, and we're in the background. If you need us down the road, give us a call kind of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a call. What's your number? I'm going to have you put it out there a few times.
Yes, it's 530-226-8350, and you can always just Google Reading Home Helpers, and we come right up on Google.
Perfect. Now, before the break, we talked about, I asked you a question about COVID. How did COVID affect your business?
Well, first off, on a lighter note, I quit drinking during COVID. I mean, I'm drinking now, but for that, for 100 days, I literally, like everyone else was getting, you know, there was jokes about how alcohol sales were up. In my business, things were so crazy that I actually was like, I don't need to be drinking at 4 o'clock. But you know, it was really crazy. You know, at the beginning, Sue, here's the crazy thing for me is that, you know, right in the beginning of this pandemic, remember the days that we were wiping down our groceries at the door. We didn't know any information really, but what we were being told, how dangerous it was. So I'm buying, you know, all this PPE, I'm buying masks. I had foot covers. I had, you know, all these gloves. I'm paying, you know, five times the rates to, and I'm sending my staff into homes during pandemic that I'm wondering if they're safe. And it was very stressful because I'm attached to these caregivers. I care about them. I know they have families and young children at home. And so it was a very scary time there in the beginning, just to not really know a lot about what we were dealing with. As things progressed, you know, I'm proud to say that never during the pandemic did any of my staff contract COVID or give a client COVID as long as we were handling protocols properly. I know there was a lot of talk about the masks and whether they worked or not. I can tell you this. When we were masked, not one time did my staff get it or give it. And I don't know whether it's maybe you're more conscious about touching your face, you're keeping that 6 feet distance. I'm not in science, but to us, the masks work and still work. So we are still in the pandemic, actually. We're still dealing with COVID. It's still happening. You know, it's a bad flu at this point. You know, we're treating it like we would anything. What I think I've learned, though, there's a few things I've learned. One of them is, why do we go out in public and go to Christmas parties when we don't feel good? I used to go and be like, oh, don't hug me, I don't feel good. I shouldn't have even been there.
Right.
You know, and so I think there's some good things that came out of it, recognizing our symptoms, protecting our elderly loved ones. You know, during this pandemic, we talked a bit at the break about the isolation that seniors faced, and that was something that wasn't really talked about a lot. I had family members that just moved their loved ones out of assisted living and said, she may die of COVID in my house, but I'm not going to let her die of COVID alone. And I, you know, right. Just because they couldn't even get in to see people, the wonderful aides and nurses and hospitals were so overworked and trying to, you know, have, you know, FaceTiming and Zooms, but this generation, they can't get a connection through a FaceTime, and, you know, they're getting their food brought to their door, or they're at home and the loved ones don't want to go see them there because they have children and they don't want to expose them. And it was really tough. We had a lot of people that went further into memory care issues, that faced a lot of isolation, families that have a lot of regret. Maybe that last year wasn't spent the way that they would have wanted with their loved one.
Right.
And they passed away without, you know, family with them. And so, yeah, there's a lot of trauma there still around this topic with people that lost a loved one during that time.
I was very curious about how you handled COVID, just because, you know, seniors were affected so much. I mean, we all were. Everyone was affected. No one was untouched. But the fact that you guys were able to continue to be in business, to care for those seniors at their home, and I think it also made all the difference in the world. You have that one-on-one contact, you know, you're not isolated, and that, you know, you protected. And as you mentioned, not one of your workers ended up with it or giving it to a client. I mean, that's unheard of.
It's really crazy. And, you know, we were essential. We were deemed essential. And I had, out of my 50 staff, one person who's in her 60s, who has pretty severe asthma, said, I feel like I probably need to take off because of my medical health. But not one other person elected not to work and not to show up. And, you know, a lot of times we were the only people going into these homes, and we were the safest. We were so careful out in public. We weren't going into the hospital settings. We were testing back in those first, you know, days. We were testing. We had kits for our caregivers to test anytime they were exposed. We were paying for that. And so, you know, we just took every precaution that we possibly could. And, you know, honestly, I said to some families, you know, if their mom was only had us for light housekeeping once a week, I would say things like, if it was my mom, I would take a break. You know, because this caregiver that's coming in for 3 hours once a week is also going into four other houses.
Right.
You know, and if all your parent needs is light housekeeping, that's not a life-threatening situation. I would probably say to my agency, let's take a few months off. So, I mean, I encourage people to do that because, like, we are, if your mom's not seeing anyone else but us and that caregiver's in three other houses, you know who we got most exposed by? Some of the other relatives. Because they would come in to the loved one's homes and expose my people, taking the precautions.
You know, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we got exposed a few times by, you know, other family members that were not taking the precautions. So, you know, there were times that we kind of triaged things. It was kind of like, is this a necessity for this particular client? So we did lose some business at my, you know, direction. And then, you know, when things settled down, you know, 2 or 3 months later, we started back up again with these families. But that's, if it was my loved one, I would have said, you know what, you know, I'll go over, take a COVID test and go over and clean grandma's toilets every couple of weeks. So I know who's there and I know she's safe. And because as much as I want to protect people, I can't be responsible for what a caregiver does on their time off and who their husband, what his work is doing, or their children, or are they in school and what they're doing. And so above all, you just want to protect the senior.
Absolutely.
Above all.
Absolutely.
But yes, it was definitely isolating and it was tough. And again, we're still kind of there right now. We are having more, seniors contract COVID in the hospital right now. I've had multiple people go into the hospital for something else and be exposed. And so whereas we used to, you know, the hospital was our safe space, you know, we're kind of going through, again, it's a flu flare up. It's that season again. COVID is part of that. And so it is really important to, you know, be taking the precautions. If you take your loved one into the ER for a fall or something, mask them. You know, I would mask my mom if I was going in. There are people that are there that are not feeling well, that are not thinking about the fact they're in a room with your mom who's in her 80s and COVID is life-threatening for her.
Absolutely.
You know,
especially
if she has a heart or lung problem. Yeah.
Once again, our special guest this morning, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, Home Helpers at 2608 Victor Avenue, that's Suite C. Their phone number is 530-226-8350. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They will be back, and they will be broadcasting from Las Vegas this week. That's pretty exciting stuff. But we're filling some big boots this morning, and I'm so appreciative that Sharon could be with us today on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing a bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on a lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just a little bobsled we call little Saint Nick.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR.com. 1460.com. I love all this Christmas music.
I want to go home and wrap gifts now. I'm like, do I need to go into work? Hey, guys, I'm not coming in today.
Just loving it. Hey, this is Sue McClain along with Sharon Clark filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Sharon Clark, CEO and owner of Home Helpers. Thank you so much for coming in today. This has been a fun hour and so informative. I mean, you're talking about things that are so important, especially when it comes to senior care. But you know, I thought Home Helpers for the longest time was just for seniors, but, you know, this is for people that just need help.
Yes, anybody. And I do want to hit on one thing that we circle back to something from earlier is that if you're listening to the show or you're here in Shasta County and you are a senior and you want to age in place and your children are not here, it's really important that you know what resources are available to you, that you educate your out-of-town kids on what you want for yourself and what your plans are. Oftentimes, if you're in a scenario where someone has a stroke or some type of medical emergency and your kids are coming in from Sacramento or out of state, they are starting at square one. They don't know who to call. They haven't researched an agency. And I oftentimes get calls from families 6 months later going, oh my gosh, I wish that my kids had known to call you. I was, you know, recovering from a stroke. So do your research. Have a folder at your house. Tell your kids, hey, I've researched the options here in my community. If I ever need home care, here's the companies I want to use. Here's the rehab I want to go to. Here's the home health agency I want you to use. Empower yourself with what choices you want to have, because the kids, it's a lot for adult kids to come into a community they don't know and try to pick and vet people.
Okay, we have
Oh, is that the boss?
I believe so. We have Carl on the line.
Good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you, first of all, for doing a great job like you always do.
Oh, thank you.
And remind everybody that we're going to start our shows from the South Point Hotel for the National Finals Rodeo tomorrow morning. We've got John Payne, the one-armed bandit, a world-famous entertainer at the rodeo. On Thursday, we've got the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the operations officer of the PRCA. Plus, we've got a guy by the name of Steve Starrett, who's the director of the arena here. So it's a tremendous amount of information and a lot of fun. And then Friday, John Clowney, who is world famous, especially up in our area from the Clowney Brothers Rodeo and Stock Contractors, and he'll be on, plus a couple other surprises that we have. And all of this starts tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, I'm so excited. I was trying to remember exactly, you know, how this was going to happen, and you just answered all those questions. So I was
quizzing Sue on exactly where you guys were and what was going on. So that sounds exciting,
well,
Carl.
Well, we're at South Point, and it's, I mean, here they have arenas that, you know, that they're going to do the world series of team roping, and millions of dollars are going to be paid out here over the weekend for team roping. They've got stalls underneath the building here, and that can hold 2,000 horses.
Well, is Linda going to come home with another one?
No.
You can hear her laughing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that, which is the main reason I didn't bring the truck, because they say, well, then if we just get a trailer, then we can put a horse in it. No.
Although they have a big sale on horses going on right now.
No, I bet they do, Linda.
There are, you can think of it in the, also the, Cowboy Christmas starts Thursday in the Convention Center, and here in Las Vegas is just one of the places with some like 200,000 square feet of shopping, maybe more than that. But yeah.
Well, you guys remember I'm single, so if you find a nice cowboy down there, Linda, can you vet a few people for me, please?
Oh, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, it's been it's a whirlwind, but we're going to be on tomorrow morning and being brought to you, to everybody by our sponsors, Redding Rancheria and Wind River, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Holiday Harbor. So, anyway, just wanted to call you and tell you what's going on, and then we'll kick it off tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
And giddy up.
Yeah.
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 Have fun, guys.
Girl, thank you so much for calling. Once again, you answered so many questions. People are calling, wondering, like, where are they staying? You just answered all of that. And it's really going to be a great show, folks. You just tune in tomorrow morning, starting at 7. Carl and Linda Bott, of course, they're going to be back tomorrow morning. We're just kind of filling in, you know, momentarily.
We're trying to keep the seats warm for you guys.
But thank you so much for calling, Carl, and we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Bye. Once again, this is Sue McClain along with Sharon Clark this morning, CEO and owner of Home Helpers. And Sharon, you know, I appreciate your time for coming in.
Of course, of course.
You've got about 3 minutes now. Is there anything that you want to, you know, chat about, maybe about the holidays and seniors?
Sure. And again, like, just to circle back a bit to what we chatted about a little bit earlier, is it is a really good time when you're with your loved ones, whether in Shasta County or you're traveling, to check out if you have any concerns. How is their hygiene? How are their past due notices stacking up? How's the food freshness? Are things being tossed properly? Is there, you know, enough food in the fridge? Are their medications clearly dosed out, and are they understanding how to take those? Is everyone getting a shower? Those are oftentimes the first things that we start to notice. And that doesn't mean they need to be moved. It doesn't mean you need to call an agency right away. It just means it may be time to get more involved. It may be we hire a housekeeper. It may be that you help fill a pillbox once a week or get a 7-day pillbox. It may be that, you know, one of the family members goes over once a week so dad can run errands and someone stays with mom. She has early, you know, onset dementia. So it doesn't always mean a caregiver situation, but these little signs are what we want to look for, because those things are what can turn into something larger down the road. So I just really encourage families. And if you want to go to ReddingHomeHelpers.com, we have great tips there, too, about when to get involved and what to look for when people are first needing help at home.
That is absolutely terrific. And once again, it's no obligation in-home care assessment.
Yes, you can call us. We'll come out. That home evaluation is free, lasts about an hour, and we can chat about how we might be helpful, do a little safety evaluation of the home, and give our recommendations.
That is absolutely terrific. Now, I've asked you to give out your phone number. I'm going to ask one more time just because this will give people an opportunity to write it down.
Sure. It's 530-226-8350. And James is our client services manager, and he usually handles all of the incoming calls regarding service. He's wonderful. He knows all the ins and outs of everything we provide. So we're happy to have a, you know, chat with you on the phone or set a time for you to come into the office as well and learn more about what we do.
That is terrific. Once again, Sharon Clark, CEO and owner of Home Helpers. We would like to thank Carl for calling in, too.
Yes, thank you, Carl. Linda, have fun. Have fun down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And thanks for listening. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll be chatting with Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry for about 15 minutes, and then Wynn Carpenter a little bit later on. He's running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. So stick around and keep it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com.
A merry little Christmas now.
Here we are. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate panel is hearing from FBI Director Christopher Wray this morning. It's the Judiciary Committee's annual FBI oversight hearing, and among other things, Wray is urging reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act due to expire at month's end.
Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin plans to seek more information on everything from the FBI's handling of FISA warrants to border security and children's online safety. This year's hearing may include strong political overtones. There's growing concern among Republicans. The FBI has become a tool in the Democrats' arsenal to attack President Biden's political adversaries, most notably former President Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
The Senate preparing to take up President Biden's request for more military aid for Israel and Ukraine. A test vote expected tomorrow in the upper house of Congress. After warning Palestinian civilians to evacuate nearly two dozen neighborhoods, Israel's military has launched an aerial assault on Hamas operations in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. President Biden's poll numbers remain weak at best.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while nearly 56% disapprove. Recent public opinion surveys continue to show low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. With only 40% approval, Mr. Biden trails Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush at the same point in their first term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A police standoff at a house in a Washington, D.C. suburb yesterday ended with a fiery explosion. It was felt for blocks around. The home in Arlington, Virginia was engulfed in a massive fireball and a shower of debris. On Wall Street, the Dow down 70 points, NASDAQ up 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a business owner in need of financing? Then you need Swish Funding, the better way to get the funding you need. Our simple application process takes just minutes, with funding as soon as one business day. At Swish Funding, we focus on your business cash flow, not your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with funding from $5,000 to $5 million. If you've been in business for 1 year and have monthly revenue of at least $25,000, you could get the affordable funding you need with no collateral at swishradio.com. That's S-W-I-S-H radio.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
A conflict involving Tesla in Sweden is spreading next door.
Transport workers in Denmark say they'll take industrial action in solidarity with workers in Sweden against the Texas-based automaker. Tesla is non-unionized globally, but the Swedish workers are demanding that the carmakers sign a collective bargaining agreement. Tesla has no manufacturing plant in Sweden, but has several service centers. The United Federation of Workers in Denmark says there had been speculation that Tesla would deliver its cars to Danish ports and transport them on trucks to Sweden after Swedish dock workers blocked the reception of Tesla cars there. Jeremy House reporting.
The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner warns that Europe faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas holiday period. Her warning comes days after a man stabbed a tourist to death and injured two other people with a hammer near the Eiffel Tower. News and analysis at townhall.com. The city of Detroit is on track to record its fewest yearly homicides in almost six decades.
Through November 30th, Detroit had recorded 228 homicides, an 18% decrease over the same period last year. In 2018, Detroit had 261 homicides, the fewest since the 214 homicides recorded in 1966. Officials on Monday credited a partnership between the city, Wayne County, and the state that improves coordination among agencies and courts. It also has resulted in a 36% drop in carjackings and 13% decrease in non-fatal shootings. Officials formed the coalition in 2021 to improve the local criminal justice system. Keith Peters reporting.
No reports of serious damage or injuries from a 5.1 magnitude earthquake that shook Hawaii's Big Island last evening. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says the quake was centered near the Kilauea volcano. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is the morning show. Sue McLean filling in for Carl Lindebaugh. I almost said the Sue McLean News Hour for a second there. No, I'm filling in. It's Free Fire Radio, and I appreciate that you're here with me. Just sorry
that was,
about that.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Well, I do it every morning. I know. You know, it's just habit. The time is 8:06, and once again, Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They're on location in Las Vegas tomorrow morning. They're going to be back broadcasting live from there, starting at 7, so don't miss it. Hey, taking a quick look at your weather for today. Mostly sunny and a high of 65. Tonight, increasing clouds and a chance of showers and a low of 46. Then it looks like rain for Wednesday and Thursday with areas of frost on Friday, then mostly sunny and 55 degrees. So definitely cooler as we head towards the weekend, and scattered showers for Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we could see some sunshine by the afternoon with highs near 60. It is currently partly cloudy in downtown Reading. Once again, thanks for joining me this morning. Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. At least I got it right there. And if you're traveling to the higher elevations, bring along those chains this week. You might have to use them. And there's a little bit of fog in the valley, so be careful if you're traveling this morning. Now, our special guest this morning, Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry, is joining me. Good morning, Kevin. How
morning.
Are you?
Morning, Sue. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Welcome.
Welcome.
Now, we're going to jump right into it. Yesterday, there was a special meeting for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. What did that entail?
Yesterday was a special meeting for interviews for the permanent county council.
Okay. And now, this would be the fifth one.
This would be the third permanent.
We
had,
oh, okay.
Yeah. When Supervisor Kelstrom and I took office, Ruben Cruz was in the process, I believe, of retiring. And so, or at some point thereafter, he decided to retire. So then we held interviews, and then Jim Ross was made permanent county council. Mm-hmm. And then he decided to go a different direction. And so we've had two interims since, and now we're flying the job for the permanent county council.
Okay, so you have someone then.
What we reported out yesterday, what I can say is the job was offered to one of the candidates we interviewed. And it was actually public knowledge, too, that we had a designated number that were going to be interviewed, and we wound up interviewing one. The other two, I believe, pulled their applications or whatever for whatever reason.
Okay. Okay. And now there's another meeting this morning that you're
Correct.
Getting ready to go to. Starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the regular Shasta County.
Regular scheduled meeting. Yep. You know, and one other thing I'll say is about that. Shasta County got a lot better yesterday, a lot better.
Okay,
so,
tell me why.
Now we'll see what happens because obviously an offer was extended. We'll see if the individual decides to accept it or not. But one of the things that I was most excited about last year running in my campaign was the ability to hire the new CEO. And our CEO that we selected, Dave Rickert, has absolutely knocked it out of the park. I mean, in a short time, in 6 or 7 months, he already is garnering attention from other county leaders in the state for his leadership and what he's doing here. As I've been down at CSAC and had other conversations, I mean, Dave Rickert has been a rock star. That's why one of the things I've sponsored today is to reevaluate his contract and, look at that deeper. I think that's our maybe R8 or R9, I don't remember offhand. But so much like this, this position of county council, I'm extremely, extremely excited for the individual we interviewed yesterday. And Shasta County is going to be extremely excited, assuming everything goes forward and they accept the position.
That's great. About today, what's on the agenda for today?
there's a few items. It's a pretty extensive agenda. There's 39 consent items. One of the reasons there is so many consent items, I have learned, is at the end of the year, and I guess this happens twice, it's at the end of the calendar year in December as well in June, because that goes budget meetings, but then also as you look out closing out certain accounts at mid-year or for a fiscal year, you have just a lot of things that departments want to get through at the end of the year, and it really comes down to these next two meetings. So we'll have a pretty extensive consent calendar, from what I understand, on the 19th as well. But one of the things, like I had mentioned, we had CEO Rickard's contract is one thing we're going to discuss. We're going to be voting on the new chair as another thing. In the past, what they've done is they've done that in January, but because at this time there isn't an election in November where new supervisors are taking office in January, so we can actually vote on who the new chair will be for next year, so whoever that person would be can get to work on the schedule with the clerk of the board and start working on that, and then with also supervisor appointments, what boards they'll sit on in 2024. So that could be done now, opposed to waiting till January, where everybody's kind of behind. So those are two of the items. I mean, there's quite a few. The meeting starts at 9, so there's a lot of public comment, I'm sure, that we'll have as Shasta County.
You know,
yeah,
as
Shasta County tends to have some. But you know, and that's one of the things that I love the most about being in this position is being able to listen to the public and hear different people's ideas of what they feel is needed the most for the citizens of this community. So that's
right.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, you're going to reappoint quite a few people. I've been looking over this list, including the Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors that are going through January 2026. That's 2027 is some others. That just seems to be like an extended period of time.
Well,
does that change?
Yeah, well, there's one, the appointments of like, 2 to 4 years, whatever, that's pretty normal. But there is one on there, I think it's C-13, mm-hmm. that, and I talked about this on my, what was going to be my radio show this weekend, which wound up being, it's okay, which wound up being a Facebook Live. But, that term says it's an indefinite term. So that will be something that I'll probably pull from the consent calendar, because I don't, and actually I support the individual that Supervisor Rickert brought forth. Mm-hmm. I just think, when you talk about an indefinite term, I just don't like that. I think there has to be some types of check-in or check and balance.
So would that be process. Amy Morin to the Superior California?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And she's got great resume. Application was great. I have no qualms about, her in that role, but again, when in there it says an indefinite term, and that's another thing, too, is I think what we have to do, and this is what I found, is I found there's a lot of people that sit on a lot of boards. And I think that can be good and bad. And I'll tell you why. I think there's people that want to be just involved. They have time to be involved, so they sit on a lot of boards. And then there's another component that there's a lot of people that really like control. And the less people that know what's going on, the better for some. And for me, I believe just getting a lot of people to know what types of opportunities out there to sow into your community. Most are volunteer and sit on some of these boards or come to some meetings. And then so I think it's important to continue to revisit those so people have an opportunity to get engaged. And it doesn't have to be, just the same group all the time doing some of this stuff, because I think with fresh ideas, new ideas, we see growth.
Right. Well, two things. The recent debate between did you catch that at all?
Oh, the debate with Newsom and DeSantis. Yeah. Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like when he brought up the poop app.
Yeah.
I almost died.
Yeah. I thought about two things. One, who came up with that app?
I know.
How are they monetizing that app? And whose responsibility is to go out and figure that out? But that's one thing. And I know you didn't bring this up, but I will say when we talk about the I guess you'd say the small group or the I wouldn't want to call it a movement because it's not a movement, but you have people that want to unseat me in March.
Oh, the recall.
The recall. And yeah. What you'll see is if you watch that debate or if you didn't go back, if you think Gavin Newsom's doing a bang up fantastic job, with the state of California, then yeah, you probably want to support the recall. But if you watch that, you saw, you know, and I'm not, I was pretty curious about how that debate was going to go with DeSantis and Newsom because Newsom is slick. He is talks out of both sides of his mouth. He has destroyed a great state in a very short amount of time, and honestly, one of the most beloved cities in our state or in our country, in San Francisco. That place is just the dive now, and that's like his stomping grounds. So if you support his policies and his ideologies, then you're probably a recall supporter. But if you like saving money, doing things that matter to the everyday person, and making sure that the little guy, because that's really what I have really come to embrace, is I ask questions that almost everybody I know in my neighborhoods want answers to, and we never can get them. And now I'm getting them, and I'm getting them for the people. And that scares people. That scares people that are in power, in control, because they don't want things coming out. And I'm just asking questions. And the more questions I ask, the more freaked out people become. And I say, why? So if you like Gavin Newsom, you know, there you go. But DeSantis destroyed him. I mean, I can't even imagine if Trump debated Gavin Newsom. I mean, that would be just like they would have cut to commercial and it would have went off the air. I mean, there's just no
probably.
Way.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, a special guest this morning, Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor. He is off to his meeting this morning starting at 9. And thank you so much for taking your time.
You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, keep it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hello there, this is Sue McClain of the Sue McClain News Hour. Usually I'm before this show. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. They will be broadcasting live tomorrow from Las Vegas, so be sure to tune in. Just kind of filling some big boots this morning. And this morning I've had some wonderful guests, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. Thank you, Sharon, for coming in. Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, he is on his way to the meeting. We'll have an update tomorrow morning right around 7:30 and let you know what happened during today's Shasta County Supervisor meeting. And this morning, my final guest of the day, Wynn Carpenter. Good morning, Wynn. Wynn is set to run for District 3 Shasta County Supervisor seat. So welcome. I am so happy you are here.
Well, thank you, Seuss. Pleasure
and
to be here.
Now, Wynn, you and I have known each other through KCNR.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because of your show.
Right.
What show, is, just in case people are just tuning in for the first time.
Right. Jefferson State of Mind. We've been on here for 10 years on this station, and we play on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. And we talk about all things political, if you will. There's a flair of politics in there for state, local, fed, whatever, you know. And we have local, state, and worldwide listeners. We know that because we get feedback on that. So we put it out there and just see where it goes.
I love that. And your show is fantastic as well.
Thank you.
And that's on Sundays. So
yes, 9 a.m. Sundays.
And I'm sure if you're listening, you've heard the show and when, you know, you've been on it for quite some time along with Terry Raposa.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so once again, welcome.
Thank you.
And now, Wynn, you're running for office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's for the District 3 Shasta County Supervisor seat. My question is, you are successful. You've got a great family and friends. But by running for office, you really kind of open yourself up to like heavy scrutiny, especially these days. I mean, the political atmosphere is so charged right now. Lots of tension and critique. Why would you want that?
Well, I'm not scared of that. It's my time and my turn to do my civic duty. That's the way I see it. I was raised that way, that if you see something that you don't care for, that isn't quite right, that needs fixing, get up off your tail and go fix it. And if you have to run a race in order to become a candidate and then hopefully become the sitting supervisor for District 3 to fix what needs to be fixed, then you do it. And I've been working behind the scenes for a number of years on many different political campaigns, and I've seen what they go through. I've witnessed firsthand. I've seen what people, and I've been in the presence of people criticizing the candidates and even the people and those that did make it into their office seat. I've seen what happens there as well. So it's not a surprise as to what's going to be happening. It's just it's how you respond to it.
Right, because it isn't just you. It's your family. It's
right.
Your friends.
Right.
You're put under a microscope, for
right.
crying out loud.
Yeah.
And it's tough to run for office. It's financial.
Right.
And it's mental and physical as well. And you're prepared for all of that.
And it's a huge time gobbler.
There you go. Yes,
I mean, really it is. I have my children are in their 20s, and I have a granddaughter who's a year and a half, and we're doing okay. And my wife and I moved back to Shasta County after being gone from Shasta County. We went to university, and then we started our careers. And then once we started having children, we decided, well, we knew we were going to be moving back to Shasta County because this is where all the family is, mm-hmm. and friends. And I'm seventh generation Shasta County. My family has been here since before California was a state. So in District 3. So I have deep roots in Shasta County, specifically District 3. So I don't have a problem. I'm not fearful of anything out there. I worked for the county for a number of years at the assessor's office, and my work area was District 3. So I'm very familiar with, as an appraiser, because you have to go out on site, you have to view the properties, you have to document what you see, you have to know where all the back roads are and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm very well versed in what's going on out there and had been going on at the time that I was working. I stay connected to a lot of people that are out there, and I hear what's going on, I see what's going on, and I know where to go to find things, and so I'm ready for the job. And like my little slogan that I have for my signage and everything else is ready to serve, because I am.
I get that. Absolutely. What was the turning point when you went from, I just want to be a citizen, to where I'm ready to be a leader? What did you see that made you, on that final day when you decided to run, what was the thought when you're sitting down, I'm running for office?
Well, I think it's a number of things collectively combined, just kind of adding up over time, seeing things not happening that should be happening, things that were happening that should not be happening. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to criticize the current people in office, but just things that they did or didn't do, which to me was common sense, common courtesy, mm-hmm. is the right thing to do. And so those are the things that I would operate from. And I do that on a regular basis anyway. I mean, I treat people the way I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And it's always with respect and dignity. And I care for people. And, you know, I'm one of those kind of guys. I hear things and I see things and I watch things a lot more than I get out there and, you know, flap my gums. I take it all in.
Absolutely. Now, what would you do if you could wave a magic wand and change one thing in Shasta County right now?
Okay, kind of like we were talking about earlier, kind of like king for the day, if you
get
will.
To be king for the day. What would you change in Shasta County if you could just make one change, one difference?
I'm limited to one.
Just right now. We can talk more about after the break, but I just think if there was one thing that you'd like, you know, to address if you get elected, what would it be? Like the first thing.
First thing. Well, out of the chute, I want to do forensic audits on the departments within the county. In my former life, I was a fair manager, like your county fair, your district fair, citrus fair. And each time I went into those fairs, we would do an audit. And I would have an audit performed, because coming in and taking over the reins from other management, you don't know what you have. I mean, yeah, the books may say one thing, but what is it really telling you? Mm-hmm. And I did find over the course of time that there were some things that needed to be addressed, and an audit is a great way to do that. A forensic audit is the best way to do it, because it tells you everything. And so we had those performed when I was working at other fairs. And I did that on the suggestion of my mentors, who had been in the business for 40-plus years at that point. They said, you do an audit, do a forensic audit, and that way you know exactly where you stand. The board, because you're governed by a fair board, and some of the fair boards, like the county fairs, were appointed by the Board of Supervisors, and then the district ag associations, like Shasta District Fair, they're appointed by the governor. So you don't have control on, not that you should, but you don't have control of who comes in and who doesn't. And a lot of those folks may or may not be business folks, so they're doing their best with what they have in front of them. But if what they have in front of them is flawed, you need to address that. And so I always did that. And my goal was always to get the fair, wherever it was, whatever the audit told you, moving up and on from that point. And every time I left a fair, they were in the black, and they were very healthy when I left. And that was always my goal.
That is excellent. Okay, we're going to talk more about that coming up, so stay right here. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl Lindabot. They will be back tomorrow morning broadcasting live from Las Vegas this week. How exciting is that? But once again, I have Wynn Carpenter running for District 3 Shasta County Supervisor seat, and we've got about another half hour or so. We're going to talk a little bit longer, then we'll open up the phone lines, and if you have any questions for Wynn, I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Our number is 530-605-4566, 530-605-4567. And thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And you can always check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow they'll be back broadcasting live starting at 7 from Las Vegas. That is so cool. Oh, I hope they're having a great time.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And with me today, Wynn Carpenter, who's running for District 3 Shasta County Supervisor, currently held by Mary Rickert. Okay, so let's get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple questions for you. Would you be open to a debate with Mary Rickert?
Absolutely. We actually have one tentatively scheduled up in the Bernie Fall River area, actually in Fall River area. The Intermountain Patriots are putting that together. And January 23rd, if I'm correct on the date, I think that's what the date is, that's when we're slated to do that. I confirmed that I would show up and participate in the debate. I don't know about Mary or anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I also have another question. And, mm-hmm. Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
What would your supervisor style be? Okay, I've got a couple. My way or the highway, go along with the pack, or free thinker who wants to do what's best for the county?
Okay. Can I flip it real quick and then be serious?
You totally can.
It depends on the attitude. No. I'm always going to do the latter one. I'm a listener. I listen to people, hear what they have to say, because a lot of times when passion and emotion are involved in whatever they're discussing, there are some underlying effects there. And sometimes you need to do a little digging and find out what's really going on. And you can't assume that you know. Because people are walking up there. I don't know them. You know, some of them I don't know. I've learned, you know, by sitting in the board meetings, because I've been going to those for, good grief, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I go as much as I can because I work off and on. And with that workload, I'm not always in town. I'm out of state or just out of town in general. And so I participate as much as I can by being there, hearing what's going on, watching their different styles up there too. The board members, they do different things at different times depending on what's going on. And they also they respond differently depending on how the public is presenting themselves to them, whether it's pleasant or on full-on attack. And
we've seen so much of that, just anger and frustration.
Right.
And it's being taken out on the individual. And what people think is, okay, it's a group. And it's not, you know, yeah, the supervisor, they're the board of supervisors. It's a board.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are human. And a lot of this becomes a personal attack on the character.
Correct.
Or on their job or what they do. And, you know, this is, we're talking about issues.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to pull back from those personal attacks. And, you know, we want to focus on the issues. What's happening in Shasta County? How can we make Shasta County better?
Right.
Do you think you can make Shasta County better?
I do. I do. And I know from talking to a lot of folks, I was raised up in the Intermountain area, up in MacArthur. Like I said earlier, I'm a seventh generation member of the community, and with my children being eighth and my granddaughter being ninth generation of Shasta County. And so we're here for the long haul. My son married into a wonderful family, and they're here for the long haul. So my kids aren't going anywhere. They're staying here. So that's all the more reason why it's important for me to participate where I can and help to make things better, whatever that takes to make it better. You know, obviously using all the systems before you and using it properly and following protocols.
Right. You're a lifelong resident.
Mm-hmm.
You're an advocate for Shasta County. And tell me about your leadership experience, because a lot of people want to know, what have you done?
What have I done? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said earlier, I was a fair manager for about 15 years. And being a fair manager, people think, oh, well, you just run the carnival. Well, that's one very small component.
And, you know, and they take this position that is so in-depth, like a lot of people just think, I just get on the radio and talk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's 2 hours of prep at night, two more in the morning, then there's talking and doing the news. People don't see all the rest of the positions that I hold at sales.
Yes.
And, you know, traffic, and people go, traffic, you do traffic. Well, traffic is the way commercials are scheduled and
right.
How the hours play out.
Right.
And
down to the minute, right?
Down, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's so much that goes into a position, and you know, Wynn, you've been a member of what? The Shasta GOP Republican Central Committee.
Yeah, I'm the secretary of that committee.
Palisadro Chamber of Commerce and East Reading Little League, mm-hmm. along with your position at with the fair.
Right. Well, well, not along with. My wife and I left the fair industry to move back to Reading.
Okay.
At the time, we were, you know, our children were very young, and we knew we wanted to get back to Reading. There were no fair jobs open in the area when we came back. Mm-hmm. So I had to leave the industry in order to move back to Reading, which was fine. I mean, you know, I was willing to do that. That was a commitment I made to becoming a parent. I mean, my wife and I were married for 7 years before we had children. So when we decided to have children, we were serious about it, and we moved back to Reading because, like I said earlier, family and friends were here, and this is where we knew we wanted to raise our children.
Right. So you are invested.
Yes.
You're financially invested. You're physically and emotionally invested in Shasta County.
That's right.
And so that is why this became a priority, because you just want better.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm going to do my best, and hopefully it's good enough. And if it's not, I'm sure I'll hear about it, and I'll adjust, and I'll learn, because nobody goes into those positions knowing everything and knowing exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. You don't know those ideas and concerns and how you're going to address them until you're in there. You know, people always say, what are you going to do? What would you do if? Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, I can't ask you those questions now.
No, yes,
wait
you
a minute.
Can.
I got to rub my magic lamp here and find out everything that's happening.
Well, I mean,
happening.
It's always fun to be tailgate quarterback, right? You know, you can always, oh, well, this is what I would have done. Well, yeah, it's safe to say it now. It's already done and over with. But nobody really knows until they're there.
Right.
And the thing is, too, is there information that I'm not privy to that somebody on the board absolutely is? And they're making decisions based on that. So, you know, yeah, I might make one decision which differ from what they're making, and they have the additional information to make that decision. So those are the kind of things that I look at as well. I mean, I want to have all the information that I can have. And clearly it sounds like they're inundated with information as what Kevin was saying, right? How much they have on the board docket this week. It's like, holy cow.
Right. He couldn't even get into it because we just didn't have enough time.
1,000 pages. 1,000 pages. Mm-hmm. By talking to another board member, he said they have 1,000 pages that they have to preview, and they got it on Friday, and the meeting's on Tuesday.
Oh, that's just not the time.
That's unacceptable.
They need more of an advance notice.
That's very poor planning on somebody's part, mm-hmm. put it that way.
Okay, so when it comes to Shasta County, what do you think are, let's say, the top items that should be addressed? What do you see the most of, or you hear people talk about where you're like, man, that's rough? Besides, you know, homelessness
mm-hmm.
is a huge issue for Shasta County. We've got tiny homes cropping up all over. They seem to be like the next wave of the future is to put these homeless people in tiny homes,
mm-hmm.
Placing them in senior facilities. I personally have someone that I know that is in a senior facility that they just moved these homeless people into. And they're not really quite sure how that's going to work out because, you know, there's certain things when you go from, in my personal opinion, go from being homeless to being housed, how to take care of yourself, how to take care of a place. Are you mentally able and capable of taking care of this, you know, this place as well?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're the tiny homes, of course, and they're trying to build these and help out. And, you know, it is homelessness is an issue, and everybody's trying to tackle it in their own way.
Right.
But that was just one of them. But we still have tent cities cropping up all over, pollution in the waterways, tons of refuse, the whole drug culture, those who refuse to accept help. Like, we're going to be, you know, there's people there like, nope, don't want it. Nope.
Yeah.
You know, and how that's going to be addressed. But if you're thinking of, you know, some of the top things in Shasta County that you would like to see change or improve, what would they be?
Well, I would, you know, this is my pie in the sky idea on
okay.
what we could do.
That's what we're asking.
I would like to see the northern counties, the, you know, 12 or 13 counties in the north state work together to develop a program at the High Desert Prison over in Susanville, mm-hmm. because our understanding is they're shutting it down or have shut parts of it down. If those counties could come together with an agreement, MOU of some sort, memorandum of understanding, where they all work together and we can house our long-term jail incarcerated people here in Shasta County and other counties, if we could put them over in the long-term facility over there at High Desert, and the counties would all come would participate financially, depending on how much use they get out of each one of those, I guess. There's got to be a balance there somehow. It's got to be equitable for each county. So we could get rid of the people out of our local jail, put them over in that jail where they're going to be serving long term, and then we would have additional jail space here where we could actually incarcerate and or start doing the mental health helping in some capacity. How that looks, I do not know. And that's the thing, too. Until I'm in there, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be privy to all this information.
Right,
because
right.
Because the general public isn't privy to a lot of this information. Mm-hmm. And you have to be a controller of the purse strings, which a voting board member would be for every single department in the county. So once you control the purse strings and you're one of the five votes, you have access.
We'll talk more about that. Hang on to that thought. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott with Wynn Carpenter, who's running for District 3 Shasta County Supervisor. More coming up next on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. The time is 8:45.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship.
See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460 online at KCNR1460.com. You know, half of the songs that they played this morning, I mean, I love them all, but there's a couple where I don't know the words.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but you're sitting in a car and then you're singing and someone looks at you and goes, "Those aren't the words."
Those are my words.
Exactly. I'm all, hey, what's the matter with the money and the show my na-na-na-na. Anyway, thank you for joining me, Sue McClain, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. My special guest this morning, one of three, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, and now you're running. Wynn Carpenter, running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you were here. The time, 8:50, and, you know, we've been discussing you, Wynn,
yes.
Your life, you know, mm-hmm. You're running for supervisor, and, you know, we mentioned a little while ago, I mentioned this, you know, about the homeless and tiny homes and things like that. Do you hope for change in Shasta County? And especially when it comes to financial, because you talked about financials a little while ago, that you worked at the fair, mm-hmm. and you made sure you knew where the money was going. Well, recently, the infrastructure project on Placer and Magnolia near downtown Reading has come under scrutiny. I mean, millions of dollars were spent. It looks like it's going to have to be redone. It's a very expensive project. I imagine lawsuits will be filed because, you know, somebody had to approve that. Somebody had to go and look at it and say, no, it looks like it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But now looks like it's going to be cost even more. Do you think that this is just a sample of how vast amounts of money is spent in the county, but this is city.
Right.
You're talking county. But there should be more oversight in how the money is spent, not just in the city, but in the county as well. I mean, this is a city project.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, is that why you want to have, an audit?
Right. Well, like what you're mentioning, this project here in town, that's the jurisdiction of the city. So the board of supervisors would not have jurisdiction over that. They can offer suggestions and they can talk about it, but they don't have any voting power over it. They have no purse string control over it. But on those projects that they do have, they need to exercise those options of being able to say, no, we can't do this, or yes, we need to do that, what have you, whatever the issue may be. You know, we have county roads that are failing. Let's get those fixed. What are we doing about that?
Exactly.
I live in the city and over on the east side, and we live in a very nice neighborhood, and our street is horrible. And our neighbors, you know, every once in a while, somebody will go out there with asphalt patch and patch a hole, and it'll last maybe 6 or 8 months, because once it gets hot, it starts popping out. Once it starts raining, it starts popping out. And it's always the same darn holes on the street.
Right.
So, I mean, we're just trying to, you know, fix it so we don't bottom out our cars. And that's just in our neighborhood. And it's that way throughout the rest of the county. And I get it, you know, where the city has jurisdiction over it, and the state even on the highways, depending on what highway we're on. There are a few county roads out there that need to be dealt with as well.
Right. And, you know, for me, I live close. I can't say I live downtown or by the jail. Just say I have to take Placer to get home.
Right.
I've replaced 7 tires.
See, that's
since the beginning of these projects throughout downtown. 7 tires. And so,
wow.
You know, for me, it's getting expensive.
So you're not the only one.
Right. But I imagine tire companies are doing great. So,
<That's>
you know, yay.
Yay.
And I'm not, you know, and I get it. They're making a living like everybody else. But, you know, I just see that, you know, the way the money is spent in the county, I think it's great that you're, you know, thinking outside the box.
Well, our budget went from, what, $300 million several years ago to over $600 million in a very short period of time. And I question it. It's like, why? Why? I mean, you know, why is a very general question, but it starts you somewhere to focus in on what's really going on. Are we top heavy? Are we heavy with personnel? Do we have more supervisors than we do worker bees? I mean, those are the kind of things you have to really look at, and a forensic audit will help you figure that out.
I think it's great. I think it's a great idea, personally.
Yeah.
Personally. I mean, a lot of people may not agree with that, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, we've only got a few more minutes, about five more minutes or so. But when is this? I know right now you're doing some different fundraisers. You just wrapped up another one. Do you have another one coming up?
No. No, not for my campaign.
Okay.
It's not on the calendar as of the moment. Mm-hmm. We just had one on Saturday, which was very well attended. And there hadn't been one in District 3 ever.
Really?
Ever, yeah.
Oh.
And so I took it as a challenge because, number one, I wanted to be out in District 3 because it's important. District 3 needs to be represented. And that's all a board supervisor is a representative. You elect them in, and they're supposed to represent the public. And they're supposed to do all these things on behalf of the public and their constituency, getting things done, getting things addressed. And one of the basic things is just listening to the people. And so for me, it was important to have the fundraiser in District 3. So we had our fundraiser out in Palisadro at the Oddfellows Hall, right there off of 44, mm-hmm. and it was really well attended, and it rained like crazy.
Always.
Which actually brought
a big event.
Yep, and it brought more people in. And, you know, again, you know, everybody's saying the timing of it. Well, you know, timing is everything. However, you have to find venues that are available mm-hmm. and affordable to be able to put these things on. And so that's where I landed.
That is terrific. Well, I am so glad that you decided to come in and join me this morning. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you took up that invitation. And I know, you know, there's a few meetings left for the supervisors before the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. There's maybe what? Just a couple?
Two, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so when is your campaign, like, when do you officially kick off, or is it?
It can kick off on December 8th.
Okay.
Because
I knew it was coming up.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday I filed the last bit of paperwork with the Registrar of Voters Office, the county clerk. Mm-hmm. Mary walked me through everything because she does that with all candidates. And so she and I spent an hour or so together going over the paperwork, making sure all T's were crossed, all I's were dotted, and everything's good to go. And so everything's been submitted, so we're on our way.
Well, wonderful. Well, I do wish you the best of luck. And where, you know, I know all the different districts when I'm looking at a map, but mm-hmm. where is District 3? Like, if you had to draw lines.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know.
Right.
You know,
right.
They may think, hey, I'm going to go and vote, and mm-hmm. they realize, wait a minute, I don't see your name.
Right. It starts in Redding, over off at Alta Mesa in that general area, closer to, almost to Churn Creek, to Churn Creek Road. And then that's the western part of it. And it's just a little boot, if you will, as you're looking at the county, the way it's drawn, the district, the way it's drawn. And it heads over to, Sun Oaks in that general direction, goes down to Dersh, and follow Dersh out towards Shingletown a little ways. And then it dogleads to the north and goes up, and then it goes to Lassen County. And then from the north side, it would go up out towards Highway 299 on the south side of 299 to Deschutes Road, and then from Deschutes on 299, staying on the south side, out past Diddy Wells, and then it blows out and goes north to Siskiyou County. And it goes all the way past MacArthur. MacArthur is, 75 miles out. It's 2 miles past MacArthur is where the Lassen County line is. So it essentially goes from, say, roughly Whitmore to Siskiyou County, if you're looking from south to north, and then from Redding on the east side, from Redding to Lassen County. It's the largest geographical district of the county.
Okay, great. Now that we've got that clear, because mm-hmm. a lot of people might be wondering, you know, where is District 3, and now you know. And make sure, you know, when you vote, you know what district you're in. That is really important.
Well, and you can go on to the county website. You can go to Shasta BOS, Board of Supervisors, and then on there there's an icon that you can click on it, and it'll take you to the district map. Click on the district map, and then you can put your address in, and then it'll pop up and populate with your supervisor's name and the number.
Perfect. And if anybody wants to know more information about you, do you have a website that they can go to?
It will be coming soon. Yeah,
okay.
We're working on that right now.
Okay, so you will have a website, and mm-hmm. it's in the process.
Yeah, and most likely it'll be wincarpenter.com or win.carpenter.com or votewincarpenter.com, something along those lines.
Well, we'll have an update.
Okay.
And we'll chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? So you let me know. I'll bring you on at like 6:30 in the morning. I said 7:30. Okay. 6:30 in the morning.
I'll bring the coffee.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Once again, Wynn Carpenter, he's going to be running for District 3, Shasta County Supervisor seat, kicking off December 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So good thing. Get out there and vote. If you haven't registered to vote, you got to do it.
Got to do it.
You got to do it.
Just
hey,
a big duty.
Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl Lindebaugh with special guest Wynn Carpenter, running for District 3 Shasta County Supervisor. I would like to thank, once again, you
well, for thank you, Sue. I appreciate it.
And I hope you have a great day, and thanks for listening to KCNR. Bye-bye.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.